Hey y'all, and welcome back to Naya Talks. I am so happy that I finally got back to my what is it, my podcast era, 'cause it's been a minute since I made an episode. Thank y'all for listening to all my recent stuff, all my past stuff. Like, I really appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much. I really wanted to get on here and give y'all like a life update. Recently I had to get a new car because my other car literally broke down. Let me tell you, it's a little bit of a TMI, but I was sick. I had ended up getting an ear infection and, all that horrible shit. Like, I got sick, got an ear infection. That shit was so bad. Like, it hurt so bad. And as I'm leaving the doctor's office to go pick up my medicine, tell me why my car just, like, completely breaks down. Like, it felt like a whole bunch of like metal pieces that were like crashing together. Like, every time I accelerated, I had to pull over in a IHOP parking lot. Car was done for after that. Like, had to get a tow to a mechanic, my mechanic's place, and he said that the car is over with. Like, it would be over $5,000 to get it fixed. That's more than I paid for it. I bought it last year from my grandma's friend for like $3,500, and I've already put like $3,000 back into that car. So for me to put another 5K, it was time to let her go. And then he was talk. You know what? I ain't even gonna get into all the car talk, because what's done is done, and I got a new car. But that process of getting a new car, that was hell. Like, when I tell y'all, it was so hard for me to get a new car, and it was so like humbling, like losing that car and having to find a new way to get to where I need to be to get to work. 'Cause you cannot survive on foot. You have to get either public transportation, or you're gonna have to be spending money on Ubers. And that stuff adds up, like, worse than gas. It's horrible. And then on top of that, you're trying to save money to get a car. Like, life is unnecessarily hard. Like, can you just start giving, can people, can a government just start giving out money just because, like, 'cause they got it? Like, just give everybody a K a month. Just for fun, just for cuties. Like, life would be so much better if I just had a free K every fucking month. Nevertheless, I have recently did a program with my school to like prepare me for going into pharmacy school, and it was cool. I didn't really take it as serious as I should, and I feel like I should have, because a lot of it was just them telling us what we need to prepare for, like what we need to learn, what we need to understand, working on our study habits, study techniques, all of that. Like, honestly, I feel like it's helped me prepare, but I should have taken it more serious, because it probably would have meant a lot in the long run. But I think I'm gonna be okay. Like, I'm preparing myself mentally for what's coming, because everybody's saying this is like a very hard chapter I'm about to take in my life. Like, people who are actually in the program, like students who have recently just did this year, like recently just did their first year, they say your first year of pharmacy school is your hardest. So I'm just ready to get over this bump. Like, I'm ready to pass this bump. Like, I'm just trying to ride right over the hump, get through it. I hope, not even I hope, I'm going to pray to the Lord himself that I pass every class. I'm a bit pray to the Lord himself that I at least get all B's. My goal is to get all B's. Like, I've been like a C girly for a minute, because C's do get degrees. But I want to start giving myself a little bit more of a challenge, more so because I like to give myself the bare minimum, like set bare minimum goals when I need to be thinking bigger. I feel like I belittle my capabilities because I'm too nervous or too scary. I mean, I do have testing anxiety, so that could be another reason why I'm like so cool with C's. But C's, I only started getting those in college, because the classes are way harder than high school. That's a whole nother story to get into, but I've definitely humbled myself to only getting C's, and that's gotten me this far, but I'm on a new level. I'm on a new chapter. It's time for me to at least get B's. Like, C's should no longer be my norm. If I get a C, oh well, I'm not gonna beat myself up about it because I had an issue. I had issues with that for a long time, but the goal is B's. I'm gonna keep it at that. I have my white coat ceremony, and that's up in September. I'm really excited about that too. Like, I feel like that's gonna kind of cover up for the fact that I'm not graduating this year because technically this is my fourth year in college, and I'm not gonna be graduating with the rest of my friends that I started college with. So at least I get this white coat ceremony to at least highlight some accomplishments that I've done in my life. Like, I am at least grateful for that because I would love to be at least getting some type of degree from these last 4 years that I put in to college. But at least, not at least, but I am so thankful that I'm going to get the opportunity to have a white coat ceremony. And it's coming up in September, and I'm having so much family come, and I'm having a party, and I just know it's going to be a very memorable moment for me. And I'm so thankful for having the support system that I have, having the family that I have, having all the people that I have in my life, my friends. Like, I'm so grateful for that. And to be able to have this moment, you know, due to the accomplishments that I've done, that I've reached, that's something huge for me, and I cannot wait for that day to come because it's going to be bittersweet. Because I'm telling you, college has been a long run. College has been a long run, and it ain't gonna do nothing but get harder and harder. And this white coat is going to signify the next beautiful and challenging 4 years of my life. And I saw this thing, I saw this quote on, or I don't even know if it's a quote. I saw this phrase on Instagram, and it was like, journey over destination. And that's what I'm holding on to for these next 4 years. Like, it's all about the journey. It's all about how I got there and what I did to get there, and you know, all the obstacles that I faced and all the fun that I had along the way. Like, that's the whole point of life, the journey to get to where you want to be. And once you get to that destination, that doesn't mean stop and you know, give up on whatever next is coming. You know, you keep elevating yourself, you keep growing. Life is about the journey, life is about the struggle. Sadly, life is about the happy moments, the people, the experiences, you know. And that's what I'm gonna cherish for the next 4 years of my life, because this is about to be a new life for me, and I'm gonna let y'all in on all the things that I've got going on, because talking to y'all is my easiest way to vent. I know I'm not consistent with it just because, like, I be having a lot of stuff going on, like, in the moment, stuff be seeming harder than it needs to. But as I talk about it and really reflect on the things that go on in my life, I can, as I am now, like, through this podcast, I see that I'd be putting too much emotions. I'd be over upset about the wrong things. I'd be too focused on the wrong stuff when I have so many great things in my life. I have so much stuff to be grateful for. And complaining is not going to do nothing about it. But being able to talk through it like I am now, that's why I really hate that I wasn't as consistent. Like, I really do struggle with consistency with this podcast. But I'm glad that I always keep coming back. That's one thing I can say. I have not completely given up on this. And I'm not gonna do nothing but get more and more consistent. Like, y'all may see another episode in like another week or two. Like, I'm really finna start pushing these out. I really hope y'all ready, because my life is something. Like, it be all over the place. But yeah, what I have next, like, coming up, I'm starting a new journey called, not a new journey, but a new season called Farm Diaries. I'm basically just going to tell you about, like, everything that I'm experiencing as a pharmacy student, and then I'm going to get into, like, you know, what I do to study, you know, maybe like provide some helpful tips for if you guys are starting a new program or a graduate program, or even just like hard classes in college or even high school if you're in that grade. But you know, I'm gonna start sharing some knowledge and information that I have as I navigate through my program. And I also want to share like things I'm gonna do to help my anxiety, because my anxiety is horrible. I would give it a negative 10 out of 10. Like, I do not know how to handle stress well. I do not know how to handle fear well. Like, fear is the worst feeling that I experience. And sadly, I feel it every single day. I always have some sort of fear that goes on in my life, whether it's something as small as I get pulled over by the police, or, well, I guess that's not small, but something as small as like accidentally like breaking my phone or something. Like, I don't even know how to explain it, but I have anxiety about literally everything, like everything under the sun. I think of scenarios all throughout the day, and it's exhausting and it's tiring. And I'm going to start looking into helpful tips to help me get through it. Like, I saw this one thing on TikTok. Everybody knows TikTok is the new Google. I saw this new one thing on TikTok that said that when you hum, you don't hear like the inside voice in your head. All you hear is your hum. So every time that I'm like overthinking or overwhelmed, I've been starting to hum to get the negative thoughts, or get the, what do you call it, racing thoughts out of my head. Because when I be in my mode, I go on a fucking escalator of thoughts. Like, it's just up, 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 up. I'm just in a circle around thoughts, just going fast. And the humming has really helped. So I feel like if you experience what I'm experiencing, like racing thoughts of like things you consistently have to do, like, oh, I have to do this, oh, I have to do that, oh my god, I can't forget about this, I can't forget about that, there's so much I have to do, and I don't know where to start, and I'm exhausted, and I'm tired, how am I supposed to do this if I'm sleepy, how am I supposed to do this if I'm tired, you know, if I can't do this now, how am I going to do this later, you know, a whole cascade of events just happening in the span of 2 minutes. You know, you just need to take a deep breath and start humming. Hum a song that you love. Make up a hum that you like. You know, do something to slow your thoughts down. Because I feel like that's the number one reason why I be tired throughout the day. I just have unnecessary fear about absolutely nothing. And that's what I'm going to be talking about in my upcoming series. I really hope that y'all stay tuned, because I'm going to have a lot more interesting things. I'm also thinking about like getting more involved in school. Like, I want to run for something. I don't know what yet. I ain't going to say too much, but I want to run for something in this new like pharmacy career that I got going on. This new pharmacy student vibe. Like, I'm not going to be the old Naya who just goes to class and talks to anybody. Like, I'm going to be involved. I'm going to talk to people, because y'all, like I said, I was in that program and I was talking to people, and I never do that. Like, I'm so proud of myself. It took so much out of me to like talk to people and you know, do other stuff, but I'm learning to let it come naturally and not like make conversations premeditated. Like, just say it instead of thinking about it and then be like, oh my god, I can't say it, I'm nervous to say it. No, just say it. Stop making every conversation you have with a new person be premeditated. Just go up to them and start having a conversation. 9 times out of 10, they're going to be nice. And if they aren't, move on to the next person. Don't take nothing personal. People have their own stuff going on. So that's another thing. Like, I got to stop taking stuff personal. And I have to stop being so focused on the assumed outcome and more so of getting my point across. Like, I want to be a friend. If you don't want to be my friend, that's fine. Move on to the next person, you know? I'm so focused on that assumption that everybody is going to be mean to me, when literally no one has ever been mean to me. Like, maybe they have, but, like, nobody nobody's usually me. You know what I'm saying? So I need to get out of that. But yeah, y'all, I'm gonna start running for stuff. Wish me luck. I'm going to hopefully like get some people from my class to do a podcast with me, like about like stuff that they've struggled with, either in pharmacy school or just like in life. Like I want to get more insight from other people. Like I want to not only just have my thoughts on here, but be able to share other people's thoughts on here as well. And yeah, that's what I have coming up, and I hope y'all are ready for it, because there's going to be a special guest, there's going to be, you know, some HBCU, what do you call it, advertisement, because I'm always pro HBCU, even though they got their flaws, every school has their flaws, but I'm always pro HBCU, so I'm going to be repping my HBCU, Zula, Xavier University of Louisiana, College of Pharmacy. That's me. I hope I can get a new like audience. Like I hope I get more pharmacy students, or even just regular students, or people who just want to hear about, you know, college life or bettering their mental health or anything like that. Like I really hope that I grasp anybody from, you know, the next few episodes that I have to come. And I hope I've grasped y'all in these last few episodes, because I've been very vulnerable with y'all, you know, on this show. I've been very open, and I love that I have been very comfortable with talking about things on here. So I want to say thank y'all again. I know I keep saying it a lot, but I really appreciate the people who have listened, the people who continue to listen. It means so much to me. Like, thank y'all. And I thank y'all for listening to this episode, because it is coming to an end. Thank y'all so much for listening. I hope y'all have a marvelous, 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 marvelous day. Bye.